When I was a small kid, we cooked biscuits in a skillet and lid on the fire. And they have them yet around these running places.
Got a paddle?
Are these shallow? Did they make biscuits in?
I believe it had a four-peg leg about that long.
Uh-huh.
And that way you can take a, what we call a poker, and rake out the fire, big live coal, set it on that. Mm-hmm. She put her biscuits in there and then put the lid on. Mm-hmm. We call them skillet and lid. Mm-hmm. Well, then she takes a shovel and gets some more hot embers and put on that lid. That is the way she cooked them. They're good, too.
Well, I bet they were.
You, that's the old cowboy style, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you cook old potatoes in?
I got a boy. Speaking of, you mean sweet potatoes or orange potatoes?
Oh, and both of them. Well, excuse me, go ahead and tell me what you're going to tell me.
Well, this is funny. Lived down there on this place in Love County where I told you yesterday. I lived 12 years. Raised lots of sweet potatoes. More there than I ever did anywhere else. Well, in the fall of the year, the potatoes begin to get sweet, you know. And them kids of mine, they couldn't wait from one meal to the other. They'd taken go to the potato pie and get them the sweet potatoes. Get one or two a piece, you know, about that long. And we always had there at that old fireplace two or three big iron pokers. Well, they'd rake out a big hole there in them hot ashes and embers and put the potatoes in there. Then cover them up. Go on and play a while and come back and they'd have the potatoes done. I got a daughter lives in Des Moines, Iowa now. She's here a while back on vacation. They got to talking about it. One day her and Luther, that's the boy's home there with us. I think he's 38, 39. I believe she's a year younger, older than him. They got in a fight over the potatoes. And she's just fighting him, flogging him, and he whirled and run out the door, and when he did, she dabbed him right there with one of them hot taters.
Oh my.
And it just stuck. And there's a scar there almost as big as a quarter.
Goodness.
Yeah. Anything I ever saw. Well, now that's one way we cooked them, but now the wife takes them, cut the little ends off, rooty parts of them, you know, and washed them good and clean. Put them right in the stove in the oven where she baked her biscuits and cornbread.